My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Karsh, that is Scott Anderson, and this is 97.1 The Ticket. Our guy Kang behind the glass, Kenny answering phones, and we are hyped up for this football weekend. Michigan and Texas tomorrow. Gator, we pregame show starts at 9 a.m., and saddle up, we ride at noon, Wolverines and Longhorns. I'm very, very excited about this one.
You got a special breakfast plan?
I probably won't eat. Probably won't eat till after the game. Don't like a lot of sodium on game days.
You're not going to eat at all until after the game?
I might not, no.
Wow. I mean, on the air at 9.
Yeah, I'm not on the air until a little bit later than that. But pregame show starts at 9 on our brother station, WWJ.
Not even a little yogurt in the morning?
Maybe a little Greek yogurt.
A little granola?
Yeah, okay. I could do that.
Some grape nuts? Anything? You can get some grape nuts in the house?
I do not have grape nuts, no.
Who's going to be out of the house first?
Oh, me.
You or your kids won't be out first?
So we've got 7 sorority kids, or excuse me, fraternity brothers in the basement. Big difference. Daughter's in a sorority. My son is in a fraternity, as is typically the case. Son came back for this one and 6 of his buddies, and they're all in the basement. So the basement's probably destroyed. I made an unreasonable request. Because that's where the multiple TV setup is. I asked them, hey, could you just clean it up before you leave Saturday morning? Because we're going to want to watch games down there afterwards, and you're not going to want to come home and clean.
So that's
could
totally
you clean
unreasonable.
They all were like, oh, yeah, sure.
Of course.
When they were there for about 10 minutes, and I'm like looking around. I'm like, there's no way this is going to get cleaned up. It's destroyed. But let's get back to some Lions season predictions. As this is our annual prediction show, and a lot of people have gotten them in at 248-539-9797. And now I've lost the file because the computer shut down, and I'll got to open it back up. One moment, please. Gator, can you riff a little bit here while I get this? No?
I just thought I'd freeze up for the heck of it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's also some prop bets we could look at.
Yeah, we too. Are going to do that. Yes, we will.
When it comes to the season totals for yardage totals, touchdown totals, stuff like that, which is going to be interesting. But I very much looking forward to the season starting for the Lions on Sunday.
Here we go. Well done. From an unnamed texter, 14-3. The only losses I see are San Francisco, Green Bay, and Dallas. All our rookies from last year take another step. The defense is slightly above average, and we lock in the one seed. Scott and Carlton, we go 12-5. Good enough to win the North. Grit, kneecaps, Applebee's, we're villains, man. Indeed. Grit, kneecap, Applebee's. Donald and Roseville, 14-3 for the Lions because their defensive line and secondary are going to be way better than people know.
Thanks, Donald.
10-7, key injuries and tougher schedule will bring the Lions back off cloud nine. That's from Brian on a mower. Sean and West Bloomfield, Lions go 13-4. They may be the best team in the NFL and will be favorites against all comers. Let's go, boys. Mickey in Garden City, Lions go 11-6, win the North, go to the Super Bowl, but lose to Baltimore. Yeah, I got Baltimore in the Super Bowl. I will not be dissuaded by what happened last night. And anyway, it's a prediction. You have to make it before the season starts.
This is true.
And
otherwise, it's just a diction.
It's a post-diction. Anyway, get your picks in on Lions season. Gator?
Doug?
There are some new concession items around the NFL. Want to know if any of these interest you? Time for another edition. And this one is an NFL version of Are You Gonna Eat That? Okay, thanks to Darren Revell, who tweeted out all these different things that are now available in NFL stadiums. And this comes with pictures, which doesn't do our audience any good, but I will show you the pictures. Darren Revell tweets out, new at Chiefs games, carne asada waffle fries. Carne asada waffle fries. You got the picture in front of me.
I've got a picture in front of me. It's even better because it's
This one's in black and white. It was a bad printer.
No, it looks like a tray pizza is what it looks like. And it looks fantastic. Carne asada is great. You're going to put that on top of waffle fries and cover it with what looks like, you know, cheese and green onions and maybe some tomato and some sort of crema on top of that, whether it's sour cream or not. It looks like it might be some guac in there. It looks absolutely delicious. I would crush it. Kang, I'm pretty sure that you're on board with this.
Loaded fries are my weakness, man. Like any, I will try. If I go to a new place that has too much for me to pick from and I want to try everything, I'll usually go with like the loaded fries so I can get a little bit of everything, and I love fries already. So this is a no-brainer for me as well, Gator. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Come on, man.
The word carne, that he's out.
It's the meat. Would you be with what pollo? Would you do that?
Yes.
Pollo asado?
Yeah.
But just not the carne.
Yeah.
Doug didn't even like Carney Wilson.
Next up.
He's still holding on.
He is. For one more day, I think.
You guys are so excited. At Commanders games, they have hell raisin nachos, smoked brisket, cheese jalapenos, onions, and barbecue aioli in a stadium container.
First of all, the stadium container looks fantastic. It's a cardboard box, but it's got squared off edges. So it's like an octagon. Mm-hmm. I believe. Is that four? Is that six? Maybe it's just a hexagon. Might be hexagonal. It might be hexagonal, but it still looks awesome. It looks like a stadium. Nachos, I'm here for it. What are you going to put on it, right? Smoked brisket's good. Cheese good. Jalapeno's good. Onion's good. Barbecue aioli. It all sounds delicious. I would crush these nachos. Kang?
Oh, dude, I'm all in. And you know what it does? I really enjoy, Gator, pickled red onions. That's, it looks like it's on there, pickled red onions, right? Yeah. I love that. Jalapenos, the whole thing. Yeah, I'm all in on this. Which part of the stadium would you eat first, though, you know?
I'd probably start in the...
one of the end zones?
Corner of the end zone.
Okay.
Work your way down the field?
Yes. To the 70-yard line.
And back.
Sadly, once again, I am out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Smoked brisket, no good for Doug.
Now, smoked chicken, I'm all in. Next up at Bears games, this is a bear claw pretzel.
Yep.
It is a pretzel shaped like a bear claw.
First of all, I love the soft pretzel. I think it's fantastic. I don't know if this comes with a cheese dip or not, or mustard on this. I don't really care. I mean, that makes it even better. But I love a soft pretzel, and the fact that it's shaped like a bear claw is awesome. You know it's going to be the size of your hand. Yes, absolutely. I would tackle this and enjoy it.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely in. I mean, bear claw, it's got to be bigger than your hand, Gator. Now, just make sure, I don't know if the Rams play the Bears this year and Kelly Stafford's going or not, because if she throws this at a fan, it might do some damage.
That could do some trouble.
So, I'm in on this one.
Okay.
All
and
right.
Here's the question.
Doug's on board.
Yeah.
Cheese or mustard?
Yes. I think, honestly, there's...
You're giving one
cheese.
Cup with
if
this.
I'm giving one cup,
I know what Gator's
be
going
careful.
With.
It's going to be...
just one cup.
Just be careful.
One red Solo cup.
No, Solo cup. Stop it.
One Gator, one cup.
One condiment in one cup, I'd go with the cheese.
Oh, surprise me. I know you're a huge mustard fan.
Yeah, but, I mean, the melted cheese is... No. It's hard. The cheese dip is...
I'm going cheese. Doug?
I'm all about the mustard.
There you go. Yep.
Love... Need a good mustard on a pretzel. All right, next up. But I did say yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
We'll take it.
At Viking games this season, the buttermilk brine chicken thigh, coleslaw, and what's the word? I always mess this up. The Greek sauce.
Tzatziki.
Thank you. Tzatziki sauce with Nashville hot sauce. The buttermilk brine chicken thigh sandwich with all that on it. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Absolutely. This looks delicious. Really, when you hear the brine chicken thigh sandwich or whatever, I start to get vibes of Chick-fil-A because they do like a pickle brine for their chicken. So you know it's going to be a tasty chicken to begin with. And then you're going to add coleslaw and the tzatziki sauce and Nashville hot sauce. It's got a little hot, a little cool in there. I think it'd be spectacular. I would love to have this sandwich.
Kang?
Oh, I'm all in. And I love the fact that they're using chicken thigh, to me, much more flavorful than a chicken breast. I'm not turning down chicken breast sandwich, but I love the chicken thigh. Yeah, I'm in.
The only thing I don't like about this is that it's a chicken thigh and not a chicken breast.
You even got to try to make chicken healthy?
But. God, I would eat this.
What's the matter with you?
But it's funny because I'm like, my only thought on this, I went into this, I looked at it, it's like, I wish it was a chicken breast. And what does Kang bring up? I'm glad it's a chicken thigh, not a chicken breast.
What flavor? He's right.
Finally, Vikings games this season, they have a lobster and mac cheeseburger. This looks like a cheeseburger with mac and cheese and chunks of lobster claw on top. There's a lot going on here, Gator.
There is a lot going on
there.
I mean, it's nothing I would order, but is it something I would try? I feel like I'd have to have a bite of it to see what it is. But I don't know if hamburger meat with lobster meat doesn't sound like it goes together. And a cheddar cheese sauce is what it looks like with lobster mac. I don't know if that, I just, no, I...
You're talking yourself out of this.
It's okay.
I'll try
this is
I'll
a weird
it.
Mix, Gator.
I'll
you try it.
I'm curious as to see how it tastes. I would try it.
I'm pretty much on the same wavelength as Gator. I mean, I would try it, but this is not something I think it's doing too much to the burger. Yeah. Lobster on its own is great. You don't need to add it.
Mac and cheese on its own is great.
Exactly.
Lobster mac is great.
Yes. You don't need to put the burger and this together, but I would try it. If Doug ordered it for us, Gator, I'd try it with you.
Yeah.
Well, Doug won't be ordering it because Doug isn't eating it because it's a burger.
What if it were an impossible lobster mac and impossible cheeseburger?
I actually might try that. That sounds really good. Here's what we got then. Recapping. Gator was yes, 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 yes. Kang was yes, 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 yes. I was no, no, yes, yes, no. And that is an NFL concession edition of Are You Going to Eat That?
You were more like, no, no, yes, I'm disappointed, but yes, no.
Yep.
Because of when you found out it was chicken thigh, you were almost out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.